Well, I'm once again joined by Pete Baker from Life Church Lancashire for another Breakfast Bite. Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
Hi, Nathan. I'm very good. Yeah, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's doing okay this morning.
Yeah, great to see you again. And looking forward to today's Breakfast Bite. Would you like to dive right in?
I'd love to, yeah. Thank you. So we're going to continue in the Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, and we're up to verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And mercy and grace, they go hand in hand, like two sides of the same coin. You know, grace and mercy, this idea of getting what we don't deserve. You know, grace, I remember once someone explained to me, this lovely little old lady called Margaret in my church, she said, grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. You know, it's God's riches. It's the best that God has poured out for each one of us at Christ's expense, because Jesus died on the cross. It means that we can all have this access, this open access to God the Father. So grace and mercy, that's what they speak of. And here the scripture says, blessed are the merciful. And so God is merciful, and we can all receive God's mercy. And today, you know, whatever you're facing today, however you've woken up, whatever you're, you know, is going through your mind this morning as you listen to this, then whatever you're facing, you can know the mercy of God, and you will be shown mercy. That's what it says here. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And of course, the challenge of this passage is to be merciful, to be gracious. You know, we've received grace and mercy, God's riches at Christ's expense. We've received something that we didn't deserve, that we didn't earn. And for some of us, though, maybe even we didn't go looking for, but we've received something that we didn't deserve and didn't earn, God's riches, God's grace, God's mercy. And now we get to pour it out to other people. We get to show grace and show mercy to other people. There's this other beautiful scripture that says that his mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning. And so my prayer, I've got two prayers for you this morning. One is that you would know the mercy of God, that you would know that his mercies are new every morning, that you would receive God's mercy, and that you'd also show God's mercy. You know, maybe there's someone that you're holding bitterness over, unforgiveness over. No, maybe there's someone that you've not let go of a debt, you know, that you're like, no, you're holding on to them, not just a financial debt, but maybe you're like, no, that person owes me. And maybe you're holding to practice mercy, to be merciful, knowing that you've received mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your mercies are new every day, and we pray that we'd receive them even now, this morning, that we'd receive your mercy and then pour out your mercy to the world around us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Pete. A really good thought for us. And absolutely true that God's mercies are new every morning. And it's very reassuring knowing that no matter how many times we mess up, we get it wrong, we stumble and fall, we know we can go back to God. And like you say, his grace is poured out so generously, so so wonderfully, and we can receive that grace new each morning.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Pete. A really great thought for us. And I look forward to seeing you again next week.
Yeah, bless you, everyone. Have a good week.
Pure 24/7 Radio is listener supported, which means we are free, online, and always pure because of the generous support of our listeners. If you would like to contribute financially, please visit pure247radio.org. If you'd like to find out how we use your money, please visit the Our Cost section. Any donation of any size will help keep us on air and broadcasting for free. Thank you.